ഡോക്ടർ ജോൺ, ഇത് കൺസൾട്ടേഷൻ റിപ്പോർട്ട് ആണ്. പേഷ്യൻ്റ് റൊസാലിന സോളിസ് കൺസൾട്ടേഷൻ റിക്വസ്റ്റഡ് ബൈ ഡോക്ടർ സാംബോണോ. റീസൺ ഫോർ കൺസൾട്ടേഷൻ ഇവാലുവേഷൻ ഫോർ ഡിഫിബ്രില്ലേറ്റർ റീപ്ലേസ്മെന്റ് ഹിസ്റ്ററി പേഷ്യൻ്റ് ഈസ് patient is a ...64-year-old with a history of dilated cardiomyopathy, starts post defibrillator implantation period. Recent device integration showed it is time for elective replacement period. Patient is referred to me for defibrillator replacement and device testing period. Current medication, amlodipine 10 mg daily. Inhalers, doxycycline 2 mg daily, furosemide 40 mg daily, insulin, levothyroxine 50 microgram daily. Period. Allergies, non-allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, no history of vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 140 over 60, pulse is 64, respiration 16, weight is 142 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm. Normal measure, gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, estimated no edema. Clinic condition number 1, dilated cardiomyopathy, number 2, hypertension, number 3, diabetes mellitus. Recommendation, patient's recent device integration showed it is time for elective replacement. Discuss with the patient regarding device replacement procedures, kind of benefit, discuss with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, period. Consultation date is 4-11-22. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambono.